All right, we're coming to you live from Nashville. Coverage of the NFL draft. Joining us now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. And I'm not sure if he's in Nashville or not. Trey Wingo.
Yep.
Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio. You're here as well.
Absolutely. Where are you guys? I've been trying to find you guys for weeks.
We're hiding out at 102.5 The Game today. But we'll be out at Radio Row tomorrow.
I gotcha.
In terms of, I mean, Nashville as a draft location, and I do like the fact that for years and years they had it in New York, but they're moving it to different locations. I mean, this is pretty perfect location for the draft, don't you think?
It is. And I remember sitting next to Roger Goodell in Philadelphia before the draft started there, and the crowd outside the Art Museum was absolutely insane. And he looked at me and said, "Trey, I think we've outgrown the idea of the draft ever being indoors again." And that's sort of what's happened. You know, it started with the days 2 and 3 being outdoors in Chicago. And then all of Philadelphia was outdoors. And then Dallas was outdoors. Nashville was outdoors. We're going to Las Vegas next year. It's become this sort of thing where the crowds are so large and people are so interested that I don't think we'll ever see an indoor venue again.
I think you're right about that. All right. I don't know how much you're aware. I'm sure you're aware. I don't know if you know anything more about Kyler Murray being a no-show this morning at a charity event where all these prospects were assembling food kits for a local food bank. Kyler Murray wasn't there. Didn't get to Nashville till late this morning, but apparently he was expected to be there. Is that problematic or troublesome to you at all, Trey?
Well, let me put it this way. If I'm taking him 1 overall, as we believe Arizona is going to do, that is not changing my mind. But if I am someone who's not sure about Kyler Murray, that would reinforce my opinion. Like, however you feel about these kids, and they are kids, and that's the thing we need to understand, and I try and drive this home every year when we do this. These are kids we're talking about. Whatever you feel about somebody, you can find something that happened or a statistic to back up your preconceived notion.
True.
Right? The hardest thing to do is come in with a blank slate, because there's almost always bias in one way or another. So the hardest thing to do is to try and sort of go blank when you're trying to evaluate these kids. I will tell you that I know people that think dealing with Kyler Murray and his family is, quote, a nightmare. And I'm not so sure if that what happened this morning isn't part of that. But if you are enamored with him the way we believe Cliff Kingsbury and Arizona is, you're okay with that because what you see is what you like.
That's a good point.
Trey Wingo, ESPN Radio, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Are you of the belief as we speak right now that he will be the pick at number one, Trey?
All signs indicate that, but, you know, this is a weird draft. You know, it kind of feels like 2014 when you look at the quarterback's perspective. Everyone was saying Blake Bortles may not even go in the first round. He went 3rd overall. Johnny Manziel had to wait until Denver drafted back into the end of the first round to take him, what, 22, I think it was, 23, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think, in talking with the great Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay and Lewis Riddick earlier this morning, the conclusion is, and by the way, Mel and I were just having a side debate about whether or not Rennell Wren out of Arizona State or P.J. Johnson out of Arizona are going to be drafted. And we're going back and forth on those two, which, by the way, as a station there, I thought you should feel like you should know that. But well, basically, the quarterback class in general – we feel last year, or they feel strongly about last year, was much better than this year's quarterback class in general. Case in point, Todd McShay's grade on Josh Rosen coming out last year was higher than the grade he would have on Kyler Murray this year, and it looks like Kyler Murray is going to go number one overall and replace Josh Rosen.
Yeah, and you can understand why maybe Josh Rosen's kind of getting a little annoyed with this whole process.
Absolutely. By the way, I think he's handled this beautifully, right?
Hasn't he?
I really think he has. And one of the things that sort of people rub people the wrong way about Josh was his attitude and, you know, his very wealthy background and all this kind of stuff. And I think the way he's handled this entire process should put some of that at ease.
I agree with you, but flipping through the channels this morning in the hotel, Trey, I mean, Rex Ryan was on ESPN airwaves today, kind of, really driving home that point still that's out there about the perception of Josh Rosen. And he said, he's a tennis player, for goodness sake. I mean, it won't go away.
Look, it's never going to go away. Much in the same way, on a much different level, the video of the kid Jeffrey Simmons out of Mississippi State is never going away. You know, he can do a bunch of things after that, but that video is never going away. And Josh Rosen could go on to play 12 years in the NFL. And some people say, yeah, that's great, but I always thought he was a tennis player, which has nothing to do with anything, if you're honest about it.
Uh-huh. Do you, what do you make from afar about what is going on with this Patrick Peterson unhappiness?
Well, I thought we had solved that.
Yeah.
Right? When he made the announcement at the Waste Management Open, right? Wasn't that the big thing? He'd sort of gone there, and now there was the possibility of maybe him going to Kansas City, and I don't think that's going to happen now with all the money they just paid Frank Clark and all the people they brought in, including Tyrann Mathieu and Bashaud Breeland and Emmanuel Ogba and Alex Okafor and Damian Wilson. I don't know. You know, it seems like it tends to swing in the wind every once in a while, so it doesn't sound like there's a lot of conviction one way or the other.
Speaking with Trey Wingo, Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. There seems to be, and I, you touched on it already, the feeling is that Kyler Murray will be the pick at number one, but there still seems to be that creeping suspicion that Oakland holds a lot of cards in this whole thing, and their love for Kyler Murray might be a big factor tomorrow night. How do you assess what the Raiders, right now at number four, and all the commodities that they hold, how can they affect things, and do you expect them to?
I do, to me, this first draft is about three things. What happens to Kyler Murray? What the Raiders do with three picks, and what are the Giants going to do now that they have two picks, right? To me, outside of everything else that goes on, specifically Thursday night, those are the three things that I'm most interested in, and I think the three things that will be most impactful. For example, let's say Arizona doesn't take him, and Oakland doesn't trade up to get him. Where does Kyler Murray go? And suddenly a guy who was a lock as the number one may be sitting around for a long, long time. The Raiders traded away really good players. Hall of Fame player, in my opinion, Khalil Mack, to get a draft pick. A draft pick has, at best, a 50-50 chance to be a starter. And so it's great that you have three of them, but you had a Hall of Famer that you wanted to walk out the door in Khalil Mack. So good luck getting someone that good to replace him. And we saw what Amari Cooper did once he got to Dallas and was re-energized and rejuvenated with that Cowboys offense. So it's really cool that the Raiders have all these picks. But they had players they decided they didn't want to have anymore. And that's a problem that they're going to have to deal with.
Trey, what do you think? And I guess this is individual. I mean, but the draft has been notorious recently for these last-minute surprises, from gas mask bongs to you name it. When you look at Nick Bosa, is it problematic? This, and it's a very old tweet, but he scrubbed tweets. But then he's got one that he was critical of Colin Kaepernick, calling him a clown. What do you think this is? Is this going to affect him? Because it seems that this is a recurring story in all sports now.
Well, let me put it this way. I don't think it's going to affect where he's drafted. I do think it will affect how he's going to have relationships with those players in the locker room where he's drafted. Right? I mean, if he does go number two to San Francisco, that's probably the most liberal city in America. And there will be people that will ask him about that, and he's going to have to handle that, you know. And so the talent will always get you drafted, but how you handle that stuff in the locker room, that's where the problem's going to be for him.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, a vast majority of the players in the NFL are African Americans, and they deal with a different reality than Nick Bosa does. And when he was tweeting that, he had no idea of the reality of Colin Kaepernick and what he was going through. And I'm not defending all of Colin Kaepernick's actions. All I'm saying is his reality is not the reality he's going to be living with on a daily basis in a professional locker room. Mm-hmm. And that's something that he's going to have to adjust to. And he will be asked about that by players. I don't think that's going to affect where he's drafted, but I think when he's in that room, and we all talk about the sanctity of the locker room and how important that is, that's where he's going to have to deal with those tweaks.
Trey Wingo, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Not related to this, but also we had the annual leak of the Wonderlic scores. Kyler Murray scored a 20, one of the lowest scores for quarterbacks. There seems to be a debate going on around in football circles, Trey, about the validity of the Wonderlic test at this point for prospects. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Is it still necessary, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and say absolutely it is. But look, the draft is so inexact, right? We just talked about it's a 50-50 shot. You're getting a starter in the first round. So any measurable you want to use to try and collect more data, I'm fine with. But me personally, outside of maybe quarterbacks, I would not put a lot of stock in the Wonderlic test at all.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I mean, first of all, there's so much.
Why do we run a 40 time for offensive linemen? You know what I mean? It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You're never moving more than 10 yards. I mean,
that's exactly right. I mean, the test does nothing to factor in anxiety, testing bias, kids' experience. I agree with you. It's really, really not fair. Yeah, but but you know what it is? It keeps coming back because it's a way to mock certain players. Oh, look how dumb that guy must be.
Right. Yeah. It seems like it's more for us than it is for them at this point.
Yeah.
All right, Trey, I'm curious. I want to circle back to this because you were talking about a conversation you were having with Mel Kiper Jr. about Rinnell Wren and P.J. Johnson. What was the consensus? Because I think if Rinnell Wren doesn't get drafted, somebody's going to get a really good undrafted free agent. I think he can play. Yeah,
I think Rinnell Wren is going to get drafted. I'm pulling for P.J. Johnson because his story is incredible. And Mel is crushing my dreams right now is what he's doing. But I am all in on P.J. Johnson as much as I can because I want to tell his story.
Gotcha. Trey, thanks for spending some time with us.
Mel is now conceding the fifth round for P.J. Johnson.
Oh, is he really?
Wow. We've won him over. There we go.
Your dreams are alive.
Ask him if he stole 99.9 on Kyler Murray for us. Scream it at him.
It's a Festivus miracle here in Nashville.
All right, so where are we meeting up later, Trey?
Listen, somewhere in that cordoned off area where we're all good, partner.
There you go, baby.
All right. Trey, thanks for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Have fun.
Thanks. Trey Wingo, Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.